With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Former Trump administration National Security Advisor John Bolton was charged Thursday with illegally storing and transmitting classified information. The investigation into Bolton, who served for more than a year in President Trump's first administration before being fired in 2019, burst into public view in August when the FBI searched his home in Maryland and his office in Washington for classified records he may have held on to from his years in government. The 18-count indictment sets the stage for a closely watched court case centering on a longtime fixture in Republican foreign policy circles. Senate Democrats are rejecting for the 10th time a stopgap spending bill that would reopen the government. That has House Speaker Mike Johnson upset.
People see what's going on here. We should not have Border Patrol agents not paid right now because Chuck Schumer wants to play political games to cover his tail. I don't know how much more simply to say that, and every single one of you know that's exactly what's going on. I don't like being mad, Mike. I want to be happy, Mike. I want to be the happy warrior, but I am so upset about this. God bless America.
Vice President Vance will appear at a Turning Point USA campus tour event later this month. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The group founded by the late Charlie Kirk announced that the vice president will join Kirk's widow, Erica, at the University of Mississippi on October 29th. Turning Point USA officials expect up to 10,000 people to attend. Vance was close friends with Kirk, who was gunned down last month, and has said he wants to help keep Kirk's conservative mission alive. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 301 points, the NASDAQ dropped 107. This is SRN News. Americans are turning against higher education.
Christians have been critical of the nation's colleges and universities for decades over their radical leftism and pagan ideologies. Polls show a lot of Christian young people drift from their faith at college. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 70% of all Americans now feel that higher education is going in the wrong direction. Strong majorities say college costs too much and does not prepare young people to get a good job. Michael Harrington reporting.
Officials in Iraq report that only about 70 Christian families have returned to the northern city of Mosul since ISIS was driven out. Before the war, there were at least 50,000 believers in the city. International Christian Concern says believers in Iraq have faced many challenges during the past two decades, from war to religious extremism and systematic discrimination. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The latest on mortgage rates in the U.S.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.27%. This brings the average rate back to where it was 4 weeks ago, just above its lowest level for the year. Mortgage rates have mostly eased since late July in the lead-up to a rate cut last month by the Federal Reserve. The average rate has remained above 6% since September 2022, the year mortgage rates began climbing from their historic lows. The housing market has been in a sales slump ever since. I'm Alex Vega.
J.M. Smucker is suing Trader Joe's, saying its new frozen peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are too similar to Smucker's Uncrustables in their design and packaging. Smucker is seeking restitution from Trader Joe's. Slow day on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was down 301 points. The S&P 500 off 42. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.